News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. Efforts to evacuate more civilians from the devastated Ukrainian port city of Mariupol ran into delays on Monday, and hundreds of people remain trapped in the Azovstal steelworks, the last stronghold of resistance to the Russian siege. It was not clear what was causing the holdup, although a city official said earlier that Russian forces had on Sunday resumed shelling the plant after a convoy of buses had left. Ukraine has formally closed its four Black and Azov seaports, which Russian forces have captured, the Ukrainian Agriculture Ministry said. The Azov seaports of Mariupol, Berdyansk, Skadovsk, and the Black seaport of Kherson were closed until the restoration of control, the ministry said. Israel denounced Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday for suggesting that Adolf Hitler had Jewish origins, accusing Lavrov of spreading anti-Semitism and belittling the Holocaust. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said in a statement, "Such lies are intended to accuse the Jews themselves of the most horrific crimes in history that were committed against them." Poland is ready to help Germany wean itself off Russian oil, its climate minister said, adding that she hoped a European Union embargo could come into force before the end of the year. EU energy ministers were set to hold emergency talks as the bloc strives for a united response to Moscow's demand that European buyers pay for Russian gas in rubles or face their supply being cut off. And Germany would be able to weather an EU embargo on Russian oil imports by the end of the year, even though a stoppage could result in shortages. And that's according to the economy minister, Robert Habeck, who appears to be throwing his weight behind a ban. This is VOA News. China's commercial capital